My name is Christy Moore. I'm from Newbridge, County Kildare. I'm 66. I've been singing on the road since I was 21. And I really dig the work of Jinx Lennon. From my perspective, I see a man who's a passionate artist, who loves to sing, who loves to reach out to people and present his picture of the world that he lives in. You know, he asks us to stand up for our hospitals. He asks us to be compassionate towards migrant workers. He asks us not to be racists. He asks us to love our country. You know, he asks us to look around with compassion and with care, and that's what I hear.
Stand up for your hospitals, yeah. You're sitting on your arse. You might as well be dead. Stand up!
I just found that when I started to write about him, there were multiple different levels. There was the social level. There was the world that he comes from. Everything that he rejected and everything that he accepted. There's the person himself, who's quite inscrutable, who's quite hard to figure out, although he was incredibly articulate. There's the music, and there's about five or six different strains of music in there. And then just the general phenomenon of what he's doing. He's immensely important. And people often use that word important in some sort of namby-pamby art school way. And I don't mean it in that way. I mean, he says things that you hear in taxis and that you hear on the street. He articulates things that we didn't even want to admit that we had thought.
Being keyed into the energy of what I'm doing, I can notice people that don't seem to be keyed into the energy. They're sort of maybe locked down or unhealthy, or they're pissed off at themselves and they don't give a damn about life anymore. And you see a lot of people like that. You sort of get a lot of people in workplaces where they're backbiting each other and they're in a sort of a, what would you call it, like a wasp nest over their head. And they get into this whole cycle of whinging and crying and welcoming darkness into their lives, you know. You have to get away from that. Things that aren't dark, things that can uplift you, you know, going out for a cycle or whatever you need to do, make a rhubarb tart, or instead of sitting there listening to a couple of people that are talking about some situation for the last 7 years that they're never going to change, that they're never going to solve, and all they're doing is crying about it. They're not making any effort to try and solve it. They're happy enough to be pissing themselves off. They're happy enough to be pricking them with their arms and their legs and sort of crucifying themselves. And crucifying everyone else that's listening to them, because it's easy. It's easy to do that. It's like going up and down an elevator and then coming down the other side and go back up again. I see people around me that are lost, that you see dying in front of you.
I first heard of Jinx, my sister Terry, she sent me up a CD of Jinx, and I put it on and just straight away I was hooked. His work inherently to me is quite beautiful, in ways beautiful, and albeit in the delivery of some of the words he does get angry and he is fighting back, but I just hear a man singing from the heart. And I hear him singing about how much he loves his country and how much he loves his people. And whether he's singing about Dundalk or whether he's singing about the streets of Dublin or whether he's singing about the orange grains of Crean Ore, I just hear a man who's deeply in love with his country, albeit deeply ashamed of some of the things that are happening in it and the behaviour of some of its citizens.
Right, this is Jinx Lennon, the 2012 Regeneration Show. Right, gonna clear all the cobwebs out, clear all the bad energy, gonna make good energy. There's far too many people there putting deuces to bad use. Let's clear all the good human electricity in here. But you got to feel wrong. Clear on this. It's no use looking at me first. You've got to look to yourself. Wrong. Pull out the bad energy. Wrong. You've got to look into your mind. Wrong. Look into your brain. Wrong. Look into your heart. Wrong. Look into your veins. Wrong. Look into your brain cells. Wrong. You got to say to yourself, what is happening in my life? Why am I feeling this way? Every time Christmas comes around, I want to top myself. It's no good. You got to feel wrong. Clear on this. Wrong. You got to see. Wrong. What is wrong? Wrong with your life? You got to say to yourself right now at this time. I am wrong as wrong. Yeah.
The energy of the man, when you see him anytime, is just unbelievable because of what he exudes. It's just that free energy of expression. And in this world, it's a pent-up thing, but he just releases it on stage. And he has always been true when he's playing.
I've been looking for you everywhere. Where are you, noisemakers? I've been looking for you all my life. Will you stand with me right now? Let's get some good human electricity. Let's get some good energy.
Years ago in Tullamore in Offaly at a festival, it was a really, really wet weekend, and everyone was sopping wet, and Jinx came on the stage and did his solo one-man act and just made the festival.
Kind of the songs about, you know, the traveller or the person who feels marginalised or kind of small town Ireland, I could identify a lot with that, coming from the country myself.
I'm born and bred Dublin, like, you know, all my life, and I relate to everything. Although he's coming from the country, like, you know, so it's basically, he's not afraid to put an opinion. Like, most people these days aren't really afraid to put an opinion down, like, you know, I like that.
Whether he was screaming or whether he was singing in a very kind of high, vulnerable note, I just found the whole experience brilliant. Truly beautiful, actually.
You can draw a line through, you know, from Woody Guthrie up through Dylan and Springsteen and Christy Moore, through John Cooper Clarke and Lynton Queasy Johnson and Public Enemy and Grandmaster Flash, all the way up to what he's doing. And it's like getting the news in the morning, except it's very opinionated news. It's got a particular point of view. You're getting a very skewed and very particular point of view. But if you like that voice, then you trust it, and nothing ever sounds the same again out of somebody else's mouth.
Yeah, this song here is called Everyone's Got a Mental Home Inside Their Heads. So there's no need to walk around town like you're a SIM card and a new range of phobias, because no matter what you do or where you go, there's one thing that will quickly become apparent, and that is everyone. Everyone's got a mental home inside their heads, yeah. Yeah, you've been drinking by yourself in the house on Friday nights. It's become a habit for the last 5 years. When you get drunk enough, carpet beneath your feet is wet from overturned cans of beer. Young people passing by your window looking in, go to the same places that you used to go. Some night you say to yourself, you hang a loop over your neck, and away you'll go.
Do whatever you want, or be whatever you want. But ultimately, it's about humanity. It's about being good to one another. That's what comes out, you know. Through all the gaze of the music and the harsh lyrics and all that, it's about the humanity that seeps out of Jinx Lennon and translates, because he's one of the people who can translate humanity through verse and song, you know. And that's why he is important for the next generations. Actually, more important now, because we're just a herd following nothingness at the minute. So we have to be very defined in who and what we are in order for us to survive.
UFO style headlights from parents' car, gargoyle faces on the curtains. You don't know whether it's real or not, you don't care. There's 5 million things hurting you.
Everyone's got a mental home inside their heads. I mean, what a beautiful leveller of everyone's mental state. I mean, there's so much in there. It tells you that depression is not taboo. It tells you that mental sickness is not taboo. It tells you that it's recoverable from. It tells you that we can all persevere and go on.
Yeah, do you feel it? Yeah. Anyone else here feel it? Yeah. Feel it like it's too late. It's too late. I'm gonna stop. I can't stop what I'm doing. I'm gonna try and speak in tongues. Yeah.
The title for the song was from Paula Flynn, who I sang with. My understanding of it is there is a part of people's heads that is full of demons and that maybe they will never talk about. I need to get it out, and it's there in everyone, I think.
He operates in this unusual territory. Very often you can divide music into urban and rural. Jinx is both. That sense of being displaced, of being outside of things, of being from a border town, of the mind or geographically, one way or another. There's a sense of a man from another place, not even trying to get in, but just reporting back from the other place.
We've got to go to the Church of Furniture. We've got to worship and to pray. Yeah, talking about Connemara marble. Big black leather sofas, IKEA, organic home stores. Get your finger on the Uzi. I need a jacuzzi. Hungry, hungry in the soul. I decide to say ya.
I think a lot of art now has been forced out to the perimeters in a way that perhaps might have been unthinkable even in a counterculture time, because the centre is absolutely filled with the manufactured and the phony. Life is a puzzle and a terrifying one and all the rest of it. Anything you can do to try and make sense of it and think of the better things, the nobler aspirations. And that sometimes involves weeping or crying out or challenging. One minute Jinx is spitting shards of broken glass. The next thing he's producing a sequence of magic scarves from a top hat, lyrically and musically, and that evokes a sense of wonder, which is fundamentally what all great art does. Like a childlike appreciation or apprehension of the world, but deeply sincere. I think that's possibly at the core of all art, is sincerity, all good art.
My, what a feeling, the paint that's going through my mental ceiling on the screen. A girl leans towards tower of flesh, her mat is a rose. She looks so fresh, but the more you look at this, the more you start to see. You say to yourself, I can't keep going through my life with an X-rated zeal.
I admire people, especially who've gone through a bit of a dark time themselves and can pick themselves up and maybe see what's important in their own lives and be able to bring that out there and lift other people up, because they can see exactly what, you know, going through a bit of turmoil does to you. That's what I admire.
Yeah, well, to change things, you need 40,000 angry faces packed together like green flight. You need a rose bush in the summer. It's no use staying in the place that the council have provided for you to lie down. You must lie outside the government buildings and interfere with traffic.
I started off doing this to uplift people, to try and put out a good positive sort of spin on what I was singing about. Like, I knew there was a lot of material that I had that was going to be dark, but my attitude was that you have to sort of go through the dark stuff if you want to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And that's what I always aim to do.
I don't understand how Jinx hasn't gone insane from the volume of original stuff that goes on in his head that must have been brewing there, must have been building up for decades. Jinx is, in record business terms, a late bloomer. The record business is a meat grinder. It likes to get young people when they're malleable and will do what they're told. Jinx is a throwback and he's a flash forward. He's a throwback in terms of, you think of the old blues guys, John Lee Hooker and Muddy Waters, they might have been in their prime at 50. It was always in him to be a sort of Baptist evangelist. He always played on that, whipping people up into a frenzy, shaking them out of an apathetic state, intimidating an audience, goading an audience. Then he'll write a song like The Orange Cranes of Green Ore, which is this most graphic depiction of the breakup of a relationship. It'll break your heart. And it would break your heart precisely, not because it is some 17-year-old castrato boy soprano singing it, but because it's this gorilla of a man, and there's something really affecting and really brave to hear him singing these songs.
The crap suddenly begins to pour. We're driving to a place called the Windy Gap.
leads down to the Carlingford shore. Straight ahead of us, we could just about make out the orange cranes off Green Ore. They look like nightclub bouncers. To me, they sort of look like nightclub bouncers. Standing on the shore, standing on the Carlingford shore. The ones you see each weekend, just like the ones you might see each weekend.
When I heard himself and Paula perform that song, I just thought this was a very pure piece of art, performance art, delivered beautifully, sung beautiful. Listening to it, I had very, very clear pictures of Green Ore, even though I've never been there.
The orange cranes off Green Ore. When we got closer to Green Ore Harbour, it was quite apparent, quite easy to see. The paint was slowly peeling.
I love the orange cranes of Green Ore. I remember David and Paula, who used to sing with him. First time I heard it was in the Spirit Store again. It was sort of poignant. I think they split up a while at that stage. And it was such a beautiful song, and they sang it together. But you could have heard a pin drop. You knew immediately when you heard that song that that's a beautiful song. You didn't need to hear it a few times. From the minute you heard it, it just got to you. You know, it's a real David song. It's a song I'm very proud of when I hear him singing it.
Outside the nightclub doors. I wish you'd kept your mouth shut. You know, I really wish I could keep my mouth shut. And that you learn not to roar.
Sometimes I think Jinx's best work, like, for example, the Orange Cranes of Green Ore, which I think could be included on a list of some of the great road songs, like Wichita Line Man or By the Time I Get to Phoenix. It sort of uncoils, it's perfectly formed, it doesn't blame anyone. Most, a lot of the time, really, human fallibility is at the root of most things. Somehow the sympathy in that song towers for me above a lot of more emotionally charged or self-righteous numbers.
I could feel it more and more that this might be the last time we'll ever come here together to see the giants of the harbour, the orange cranes of Green Ore.
They look like nightclub bouncers.
They look like nightclub bouncers.
Standing on the shore.
Standing on the shore.
Like the ones you see each weekend.
You see each weekend.
Outside the nightclub doors.
Outside the nightclub doors.
I wish you'd kept your mouth shut.
I wish I kept my mouth shut.